Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The DH, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Randy Rettig. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Householder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Luis Salazar. Batting second. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive towards the mound. Bannister reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a line drive into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Rettig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first, with Bannister covering, for the out. One out. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. one out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a line drive into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher can't make a play. That's a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yount moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Romero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar strikes out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ogilvy strikes out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0 for 1 in the game. Reddy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0 for 1 in the game. Householder hits a line drive into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero bunts towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a pop-up towards short. Ryle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salazar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ogilvie hits a line drive towards third. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. Riles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines who is chasing the ball. Riles reaches third base with a triple. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reddy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Riles scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0 for 2 in the game. Householder hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 2 in the game. Salazar hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Salazar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle strikes out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 2 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yount strikes out. 1 out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first, with Bannister covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 3 in the game. Salazar hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fletcher bunts towards third. Molitor can't make a play. That's a base hit. Cruz moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Moore and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Cruz scores. Fletcher moves to third. It's 2-1, Brewers. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines strikes out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Fletcher scores. That run is unearned. It's Brewers, 2, White Sox, 2. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Riles hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-3 in the game. Householder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Householder reaches second base with a double. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Moore hits a line drive into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Wehrmeister now pitching. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-2 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-4 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Agosto now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-4 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Agosto fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-4 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Salazar moves to second. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-4 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Ogilvie strikes out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Riles is hit by the pitch. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Reddy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Brewers. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Householder strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Dan Spillner now pitching. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Moore steals second. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-3 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Moore scores. It's 5-2, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Gibson now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-4 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Greg Walker pinch hits for Tim Hewlett. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.